Hey, welcome back to the bunker. I'm Willie B, and guess what? I got a lot of great information coming your way, so stick around.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, let's see. What do we need to do here? Well, you know, we're going to talk about survival techniques, shelter, food, fire, water, those kind of things. Maybe even we'll get into the communication. But also, one thing you need to know is that these are my opinions. These are not the opinions of the radio station. So don't be calling up the radio station and going, hey, what the heck? He's a dummy. But you can do this. You can call us at 486-3181 and, you know, tell us your survival techniques. We will record your story, or you can actually just write us your story and send it to Willie at KMXT.org, and I'll actually tell the story on the air. I'd love to tell your story. I'd love to tell stories about what you had to do to survive. Anytime that you've been in a situation where you had to dig deep into their manly bowels, okay, they may not be just manly bowels, but you know what I mean. You had to dig deep to survive. Let me know it. I'll put it out there for you, all right? And today we're going to be talking about shelter. When having a zombie apocalypse, I don't know if the best thing is to hunker down and dig a deep hole and hide in it, or get out there and run and, you know, do like they do on the TV shows. But, you know, the thing is, if you're in a plane crash or if you happen to get lost out in the wilderness, you know, you've got to do something, because shelter is a very important thing. If you're in a plane crash and you happen to survive, stay there. There's a beeper. We're going to find you. If the zombies attack and you run off, well, you might get lost. And then you're going to have to start thinking about maybe lean-tos, caves, some kind of shelter that's going to protect you from the elements. And there's a lot of ways you can do that. Like I said, caves. A lean-to is a pretty basic one. You can take a couple trees that got a fork in them and stick a log across that fork and then run some longer branches off of that and then cover it with some leaves. And there you go. You got a basic little shelter that's going to protect you from some of the elements. Not all of them, because it will leak, especially in the wintertime. And our Kodiak weather is not very forgiving. But if you line it with a blue tarp, though, you're actually pretty close to having a pretty nice little shelter there. But the main point, you got to have shelter. You got to have something that's going to protect you from the elements, something that you can get inside, stay dry, get warm, and survive. That's the key here, survival. And you know what? We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of great things, so stick around. And again, if you have a story, if you've got an idea, contact me at willie@kmxt.org or give us a call at 486-3181. It would be great to actually record you telling your story or survival so we can get it on the next episode of The Bunker. Everybody needs a little place to get high. So last week we talked about water, you know, and it's very important. You got to stay hydrated. You can't go without water for very long. And rainwater in most areas can usually be consumed without risk of disease or illness. And when I'm talking about illness, yeah, I'm talking Montezuma's revenge, my friend, because it can be a killer. If it rains, use any container you can get your hands on to collect it. A poncho would work really nicely if you strung it up between a couple of trees, a couple of branches. Tie everything off. That way you make sure that the poncho doesn't leak, and you can actually just collect it and let it sit right there. It's going to sag, and it's also going to start to make a makeshift water bag. And don't worry, if the water tastes a little different, it's because you're not used to it. You're used to all this great water we got here in Kodiak, Alaska. Rainwater might taste a little funny. It's okay. And if you're worrying about it, boil it. You can always just stick it in the pot, stick it over the fire, boil it, and that's always great for sterilizing it. Or you can buy some iodine tablets. Iodine tabs is another way of sterilizing your water. Maybe even a little bit of bleach. Make sure it's not that scented bleach. Yeah, scented bleach tastes scented. So when you put it in your water and it's, you know, it's downy soft, well, it's going to taste like downy soft water. Make sure you get the plain bleach. And who's to say if bleach is even going to be available? So boiling it, or just don't worry about it. It's just a little Montezuma's revenge. We've all had it. Another quick tip is, when you're gathering water from a stream, make sure you get it from the area that's running, not the standing still water. Make sure it's flowing. You got better chances of getting some good clean water. And again, not getting the Montezuma's revenge. And again, if you got stories, let us know. I'm here for you. We're here for you. We want to get your story out there and we want to tell it. 486-3181 or Willie at KMXT.org.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank, with all my friends, a big old rope tied to a limb. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in. Water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old igloo, and drive until the map turns blue. Daytona Beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Is a pair of shades, an ice cold beer, and a place to sit somewhere near water.
And last week we talked about, you know, fire. Hey, did you see that movie Castaway with Tom Hanks? Believe it or not, what he was doing with rubbing those two sticks together can start a fire. The friction from all that rubbing he was doing created enough heat to create a fire. But you've got to have the kindling. You need to have stuff down there. You need to have tinder down there to help get it going. I've actually been reading up on this a lot lately because this seems like a very interesting subject. I ordered me a flint and steel kit just for I can find out how difficult it can be. But you got to build up a nice wall of protection around the area to create your fire. Also, make sure that you're not sitting under any snow-covered branches, because once you get your fire going, you don't want that snow to melt and put out your fire. So you get your tinder in place, you get your two sticks, you start rubbing them, and you know, hey, while you're sitting there, go ahead and put Ida Gata Da Vida on and start rubbing. The long version of Ida Gata Da Vida, you know, that's a 17-minute song. You want to put that song on because it's going to take you probably more than 17 minutes to get that fire going. But don't quit. You got to keep going. Do not give up. Keep working it, and eventually you should get a spark. Hopefully in this day and age, you've got one of those fancy gadgets to start your fire. And don't forget, you know, if you happen to find a used lighter laying around that doesn't work, there's no gas in it, but the flint still works, you can actually use that. All you need to have is a little bit of char. And I'll tell you what char is maybe next week. It all depends if you're good or not. Hey, stick around. I got more stuff coming your way. Recently posted on Facebook. This is news, folks. Remember that show Monk? Well, the character now is considered completely sane. That's right. The guy that was running around with all those hand wipes? Yep, sane.
ice cleats, get them today. That is the best way to keep the doctor away. Slipping and sliding isn't that great, especially when you fall and end up with a break. Ice cleats, wear them today, and let's all keep the doctor away.
And once again, let me remind you that all these opinions and everything that I'm talking about here, these are all my own. This has nothing to do with the radio station except for me providing filler and a little bit of entertainment to help us get through isolate at home.
Ugh, that was so bad it locked up my computer.
Quick, let's get out of here before it finds the key. No, I mean it.
So in the event of a zombie apocalypse or even, you know, the coronavirus, if it really gets out of hand, who knows? We don't know. You know, it could last quite a while from what I've been hearing. Communication might be a problem. So make sure you communicate with your family and friends. Make sure that they know that you're all right. As well as you need to contact some of your older friends. Basically, if you've got some older loved ones, your mom down in the lower 48 or even here in town, check up on them. Make sure that they're okay. It's just a good thing to do. And it also lets them know that somebody out there cares for them. And one way of communication would be, obviously, your cell phone or a hard line, if you still happen to have one of those. Those are kind of archaic as well. Speaking of archaic, one way of communication back in the old days, smoke signals. Have no idea how they worked. But you know what? You might want to research it and find out, because we could actually turn to that, as well as beating drums. I like the idea of beating drums. You could have a nice little riff going. Anyway, I digressed a little bit. So we got the cell phones, got phone lines, and some of us even remember the old CB days. They're pretty cool. And I've actually seen a lot of vehicles around Kodiak here running around with the antenna up. So there might be some CBers out there and VHF radios, more of a marine type of thing, but they are out there. But you also, if you're going to be using one on land, you may need a license. I'm pretty sure that you might need a license. Not positive, but I'm pretty sure. All you ham radio operators out there, you need a license. But then again, if it's a zombie apocalypse or it's the end of the world as we know it, who's going to arrest you? You know what I mean? Okay, I really digressed on that one. You do need a license for the ham radio. Okay, so I'm going to leave it right there. End the show, I always like to talk about food, because food is very important. And I've got a recipe here for you that you ain't gonna like. That's right. So I'm sure you've seen a lot of those Civil War movies where the guys are reaching into their bag and they're pulling out that little piece of bread and they start chawing down on it, you know, and that's what they're eating. Mainly that's all they got, too. Hardtack. That's what that stuff was called. It was terrible. It's mainly just flour, salt, and water. That's right. Mix it all together, roll it out, bake it in an oven at 375, or if you don't have an oven, well, don't forget, you've got fire. Try to put it on some kind of a grease sheet, that way you can throw it in the fire. Let it cook for about 30 minutes, and you know what? That stuff is going to last you for years. That's right, years. It may not taste so good, but you know, if you find some honey or something, you could always dip it in there, and then maybe even if you had some jelly. But anyway, that stuff has been around forever and a day. It's hardtack, a survival bread that'll keep you going in the time of the zombies, or if you have to hide out in the bunker and you didn't stock up your bunker very well. Hey, I'm Willie B. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're enjoying the humor in all this. And don't forget, you can always contact us at 486-3181. If you got a story, call us. We'll record your story and we'll put it in the show. Or you can email me your story. I'll tell the story and put it in the show. You know, survival story. If you've got some ideas on survival techniques and everything, let us know. Oh, and the tunes. I forgot. I got to tell you what they were. We had Barnes Courtney in there with Fire, Jimmy Buffett with Cheeseburger in Paradise, Brad Paisley with Water. I like that song. Led Zeppelin was our Communication Breakdown song, and Cinderella with Shelter Me. Again, thanks for joining us, and have a fantastic day, Kodiak. I'm Willie B., and I be out of here.